Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, August 30th, 2016, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. It never seems unrelenting these days, doesn't it? As things continue accelerating, I'm sure you're having the same experience in your neck of the woods. We suffer from a schizophrenia. Some of us, apparently, it's schizophrenia, if you will, these days in America. And we'll talk a little bit about that today. Perhaps beginning with defining terms, because obviously that's always important. As I like to say, let's define terms. And I don't think people realize, most people, you obviously listen to this network and this broadcast, so you see it, but the vast majority of people in America today do not recognize the plight. They do not recognize their own plight, our collective plight. And obviously that's by design, but it's, as I would conjecture and many others, more than just the simple scientific dictatorship and that aspect that we deal with. There's more. And I believe that it also touches on a spiritual aspect of problem that we have, that we see, and that, of course, always calls to mind passages in the Bible like 2 Thessalonians 2, particularly verse 11, 12, right around there, strong delusion being sanctioned by God. It's interesting. People ask the question. Sometimes the question is foolishly asked, you know, would a loving God allow? Would God really allow? Would he? Well, not only does God allow certain things, but if you read the Bible, 2 Thessalonians 2 seems to indicate that God himself, it says, you know, for this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence. And we seem to find ourselves in a situation very similar in nature to that these days, which is a frightening reality. We're inundated with propaganda. We seem to enjoy the strong delusion, if you will, in America. If we could just get our feet back on the ground, back on terra firma. I'm always reminded of Jean Baudrillard's book, Simulacra and Simulation, and the notion of drifting away from reality. If we could get our feet back on terra firma, if we could recall what terra firma even was, then perhaps we'd have a chance at restoring life and order and dignity and sanity and so forth. Jacques Ellul is one of the folks who, to me, represents kind of the nexus between technocracy and communitarianism. He has said a number of things that kind of pertain to this discussion, and very interesting. Speaking of propaganda, Bernays obviously is a source that comes to mind, but Jacques Ellul wrote a book titled Propaganda, The Formation of Men's Attitudes, published in 1965. And among the many other shocking revelations, he wrote, the aim of modern propaganda is no longer to modify ideas, but to provoke action. And I keep talking about this. These movements that we see, every movement really has at its root this kind of propaganda, this new propaganda that seeks to provoke action. And that's how you move the herd. A herd of sheep would not move per se. They're content just to hang around and look at shiny things. But if you want to move them all in uniform fashion, then you need this kind of propaganda to provoke action. And that's what we see happening in America today. He also wrote, propaganda does not aim to elevate man, but to make him serve. And that's food for thought. Hate, hunger, and pride make better levers of propaganda than do love and impartiality, he wrote. Because of the myth of progress, it's much easier to sell a man an electric razor than a straight-edged one. And so, when you start to understand these concepts, you understand the things that we have talked about, the fact that these movements are not accidental. Appealing to the lowest common denominator, as Hitler wrote, as Hayek wrote in The Road to Serfdom, and so on. And this myth of progress, obviously that calls to mind the words of George Santayana, progress far from consisting in change. These concepts that have been discussed on this broadcast in recent weeks in particular, obviously all come to mind when Santayana wrote in The Life of Reason, progress far from consisting in change depends on retentiveness. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve, no direction is set for possible improvement, and when experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. So, if we could just be honest with ourselves in America, we would have a chance at being something great, doing something great, truly great, as we have been convinced or led to believe we are in America. We would have a chance. And so would that we could do that homework and step away just for a moment to properly self-assess. What a concept. So, schizophrenia. Interesting. The National Institute of Mental Health has an entry for schizophrenia. So we'll look to the United States government for help, because I think that that's an apropos source for launching out in this discussion. The United States government, obviously, what I would consider these days, in particular, more of a rogue political regime than the American government. It's something that masquerades as the government of the people of America, and it is far from that. It is very much detached from the people. And that's something that many folks have written about. Again, Hayek is one of those in The Road to Serfdom. Hayek wrote about the concept of government becoming detached from its people. So this is definitely not, in this day and age, America is far from a government, or America is far from being governed of the people, by the people, for the people. So it's that scientific dictatorship that Bertrand Russell wrote about, if not already, most, including myself, would, who have even somewhat of a discerning eye, would constitute, would say this we experience today in America constitutes more of a scientific dictatorship than anything else, a technocratic dictatorship, if you will, really by the definition, or by the conditions that Bertrand Russell outlined in The Impact of Science on Society. So this, you know, again, categorized in one sense primarily by this widening disparity, the widening chasm between the rulers and ruled. We have a number of patriarchal and generational political dynasties, and that should be, to most people, patently un-American. When you have generational, the Bush family is obviously a family that comes to mind. And if you understand the, it's fascinating to me, if you understand the Bush-Clinton connections going back decades, that is essentially the same family, or same interests, certainly. And coming forward to now, obviously, Clinton and Trump have had ties in the past, have been amicable. And so the theater that we see in the national election cycle just seems to remind one, certainly reminds me, of what I would call WWF theater, the old World Wrestling Federation, the beginnings of professional wrestling. It's just crude, obvious, theatrical, staged, those kinds of things. So this should be patently un-American to anyone with even a slightly discerning eye, but it calls to mind the words of James Madison. Obviously, we should all be reminded of Madison's words for a variety of reasons, not the least of which Madison in Federalist number 48, stating that no political truth is certainly of greater intrinsic value or is stamped with the authority of more enlightened patrons of liberty than that on which the objection is founded. He was writing about the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of one, a few, or many, and whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. So we don't seem to realize, as a society, that we are lending ourselves to this growing technocratic tyranny. We have been beguiled by the technocrats, the suggestibilists also, and they're not necessarily synonymous. The suggestibilists have encouraged us to believe that we should listen to the technocrats, the self-styled experts, and that they query the data, they know everything, since we more and more are adopting this religion of scientism, science is religion, which makes the blind see, the deaf speak, the deaf hear, the mute speak, the lame walk. science must be right in all it does, and it's not true science. It's pseudoscience. It's true science asks questions and seeks knowledge, and usually science corroborates the Bible. It corroborates what God has made. It's fascinating, just as an example, to look out at what science is doing in the fields that it's doing now, and you cross that with evolution. It's interesting. We are led to believe that evolution is real, that things just get better, and yet look at the overwhelming.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Contrast of what pseudoscience does today and what passes itself off, or what is passed off as science, in contrast to the natural exploration of nature, the world, the universe around us. In a quest for discovery, just look at the lie of evolution, which obviously certain bad guys believe. The Malthusian, Huxleyan, Darwinists have believed it for quite some time now, obviously, and they believe that they can improve. We keep hearing the lie. They want us to believe the lie that they've been sold, that they've bought, that they can perhaps escape death and judgment by merging with technology, as Dr. Michio Kaku would say. This is the concept of the singularity in transhumanism. And of course, down the road from transhumanism, transhumanism is just a milestone along the way. Post-humanism is intended to supplant transhumanism at some point, too. That is a quest of science. But when you look at the lie of evolution, this notion that somehow life came into being accidentally and has somehow improved itself in artful, miraculous, beautiful ways just by happenstance is an utter absurdity. And when you look at the incredible and overwhelming resources that are poured into pseudoscience today in an effort to chase this grand dream of transhumanism and the singularity, you can see the way that technology is being developed that just trying to counterfeit what God has made, it takes overwhelming resources, just little things, the little things in nature and in life. For instance, how the human body works, or how the mind works, or things in nature. Boston Dynamics, for example, that was acquired by Google, with its cheetah, its robotic cheetah-looking thing or cheetah-like thing. That's one example. This is not something that just creates itself and improves itself serendipitously by happenstance. This takes overwhelming resources and research and development, and there's nothing accidental about it. Yet, many of the same folks who work on that project undoubtedly have been led to believe that the lie of evolution is true and real. Bad guys believe it because they genuinely think they can improve, they can evolve, and they think that through their inbreeding and so forth, over the recent centuries, they have somehow improved themselves, and that they are the betters of us all, the rest of us, that is. Obviously, that all is utter nonsense. But this obviously gets back, it lends itself to the discussion of schizophrenia, and again, beginning with the National Institute of Mental Health, that definition will start there. And again, James Madison's words should come to mind for most, well, for every American that has any ounce of powers of reason. This should obviously, the technocratic discussion should be anathema to the American, having its roots in what James Madison called, may justly be pronounced, the very definition of tyranny. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My friends feel as their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell. Just keep on using me.
me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother.
Sit me right down and he talked to me and told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. But, you know, that's what we do in America. It's our way of life these days. And so we're talking about that a little bit. Well, let's back up a little bit and define schizophrenia. It's interesting. You know, we hear in America that this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Yet if we read what Madison wrote, again, we have been beguiled. We have been conned into believing the lie that this land of the free and the home of the brave can somehow be ruled by technocrats. And if you believe what Madison, the father of the Constitution, wrote about that, it was Federalist 47, actually. I apologize. I think I said Federalist 48 in the opening segment. But if you believe what Madison wrote in Federalist number 47, the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of one, a few, or many, and whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny, then you realize that the notion of rule by experts, however appealing it may sound, however enticing it may sound from whatever quarter, falls into that definition of tyranny. Plain and simple. So, in reality, if we are to have what is has been considered the great American experiment, if we are to grow and to become enlightened in a genuine sense, in a genuine fashion, then it is incumbent upon each one of us to become our own experts. It is incumbent upon each one of us to become that expert. And if we could do that, we would have a shot. But since we are being propagandized, beguiled, and dumbed down in a variety of ways, obviously through the school system, which, as Bertrand Russell wrote, the impact of science on society is one of the most effective propaganda mills these days. In the impact of science on society, which, as I usually say, could aptly be titled The Impact of Technocracy on Society, Bertrand Russell wrote, "I think the subject which will be of most importance politically is mass psychology. Its importance has been enormously increased by the growth of modern methods of propaganda. Of these, the most influential is what is called education. But most folks don't realize that these days. It's becoming more and more self-evident. It should be abundantly clear to all these days. I have heard a number of times in just the last couple of weeks, folks lament, different people lament the shocking realization that cursive is not being taught in school these days. In some places, it's optional for teachers to teach with the litany of other things, the barrage of propaganda to teach what teacher is going to teach those optional things. Well, some who realize what a dire concern that should be
have taken it upon themselves to teach it optionally. But many, I would even go so far as to say most, are not. Which is shocking. We are headed back to an Egyptian hieroglyphic era. People will say, you know, people are encouraged to believe and are saying, when the discussion comes up, I'm sure you've had this conversation with folks, especially if you have small children in what is called school, but is really just a propaganda mill. You've probably had this conversation, perhaps. And folks are, the sales pitch on that is things are being computerized anyway, and pretty soon writing will be obsolete. Well, that's a foolish notion. No one will want to write anything, so we're not going to record anything that doesn't come at the keystroke. That is a... That would be a sad and shocking development. But that's the direction we're headed. Is it not painfully obvious to see that it's easier to manipulate people when that happens? It's the same concept of linguistic minimalism that George Orwell, Eric Arthur Blair, wrote about in 1984. It's a means to ensure that only the state can communicate a message to the plebs, because the plebs are incapable of sending and receiving messages to one another. All they're capable of internalizing in terms of communication is the message the state sends. The state propagandizes, it sends its message with unity, conformity, continuity, and it drones that message into people sufficiently loudly long enough, and that's what they believe. Or at least that's what they think they believe. And that's where we are. It's precisely the same concept that is embodied in mimetic warfare. It's just mimetic warfare is just a more concentrated, more virulent version of the age-old propaganda. So this is the sad reality we find ourselves in, and it's easier to propagandize people. We're headed toward that Egyptian hieroglyphic era where folks are virtually incapable of communicating danger to one another, sending a danger signal, receiving a danger signal. We don't take language seriously enough, nearly seriously enough, in this day and age in America. It's very sad and unfortunate. And speaking of that, again, getting back to the point of today's broadcast, this schizophrenia. We're going to dive into that a little bit today and in future broadcasts. But schizophrenia, if you do a Google search, Google grabs this definition. It says schizophrenia, a long-term mental disorder of a type involving a breakdown in the relation between thought, emotion, and behavior, leading to faulty perception, inappropriate actions and feelings, withdrawal from reality and personal relationships, into fantasy and delusion, and a sense of mental fragmentation. In general use, a mentality or approach characterized by inconsistent or contradictory elements. Inconsistent or contradictory elements. A mentality or approach, thoughts, feelings, behavior, characterized by inconsistent or contradictory elements. This is an abridged definition of schizophrenia. And I would suggest that the vast majority of Americans suffer from this condition. The National Institute of Mental Health defines schizophrenia thusly. Schizophrenia is a chronic and severe mental disorder that affects how a person thinks, feels, and behaves. People with schizophrenia may seem like they have lost touch with reality. Although schizophrenia is not as common as other mental disorders, the symptoms can be very disabling. So, let's begin going back to what Google says by comparing and contrasting just a few things. Google says a long-term mental disorder of a type involving a breakdown in the relationship between thought, emotion, and behavior, leading to faulty perception, inappropriate actions and feelings, withdrawal from reality and personal relationships into fantasy and delusion, and a sense of mental fragmentation. In general use, a mentality or approach, as I said, thoughts, feelings, behavior, characterized by inconsistent or contradictory elements. So, again, we are led to believe in America that this is the land of the free, the home of the brave, and yet we seem to be increasingly cowardly. We seem to be less brave and more cowardly day by day. People are fearful, and you can see around you, in a recent broadcast, we discussed the See Something, Say Something initiative and how terrifying that is, and how Americans are being increased or are increasingly being propagandized to become more and more afraid of their shadow and everything. I mentioned the alternate article See Something, Say Something, Culture Punishes Innocent Muslims, that article, the article from the Gray Zone Project over at the Alternet, titled How See Something, Say Something, Culture Punishes Innocent Muslims, Spawns Islamophobia in America Insecure. This is a perfect illustration of this mindset. So in the land of the free, in the home of the brave, how can you entertain these competing thoughts if you're free and brave? You're not increasingly insecure and fearful. The two are mutually exclusive. These are competing thoughts. Again, this gets right back to the definition of schizophrenia. And you can't entertain these two thoughts without having some kind of conflict. And that is the root of this schizophrenia. It's that competing conflict. It's also it also calls to mind the term cognitive dissonance, obviously. Competing these, or entertaining these competing thoughts. And at some point, something's got to give. And that something has got to give is the schizophrenia. And that's the schizophrenia that America suffers from. So while we hear land of the free, home of the brave, we see articles like the Alternet's Gray Zone Project article, How See Something, Say Something Culture Punishes Innocent Muslims and Spawns Islamophobia in America. Federal programs gather data on innocent Americans for mass surveillance under cover of keeping them safe. Do you see the schizophrenia inherent in that? We get these slogans, these phrases, see something, say something. As I mentioned before, you know, it's just fraught with schizophrenia. That whole initiative, it's from the Department of Homeland Security, which was anathema just a few short decades ago. Now suddenly we've lost our way. We've forgotten. The phrase that is trademarked by the Department of Homeland Security is that should be a bizarre concept. The Department of Homeland Security is trademarking these phrases, these Orwellian slogans. It's laughably ironic and yet painfully sad at the same time. Unbelievable. We should be honest about our schizophrenia in this country so that we could get down to bedrock. We could define some terms. We could be honest with ourselves and we could actually grow. Because if we don't come to grips with our own schizophrenia in this country, then we go right back to Santayana's words, and even before that, Alexis de Tocqueville, and Democracy in America. I mention on a regular basis de Tocqueville's words from Democracy in America, published in 1831. And Americans are given to change. That's a problem. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around more right after this short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
we could probably just listen to Marvin Gaye and be just fine on this broadcast. It'd be good. No discussion of this nature, speaking of the schizophrenia, would be complete, I would say, without the words of H.L. Mencken. Mencken wrote, "Liberty and democracy are eternal enemies. We hear in America that we send our sons and daughters away in service, conscription, to a rogue political regime." And it's interesting, Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society that no coup could be successful in a scientific dictatorship like America, I would add, without some support of the military. And he wrote further that the military could be kept in obedience by giving them a better quality of life than the rest of society. And don't we see that in America today? What is the purpose of military service? And yet it has become a business, an industry, if you will. And that industry conscripts young men and women, generally speaking, to evil in service of a rogue political regime, and then they go on to serve in other aspects of society, other areas of society typically, in the same evil fashion. Can folks not see the fascist regime at work here? Does it not resemble a communist school to work model, the Soviet school to work model? It's unbelievable to listen to folks. Here's what I'm going to do. You know, the recruiter says I can do this and I can work in this job and I'll get, you know, college will be paid for, I'll have this and that. And you know, if these same folks would do a little bit of research, they would see that they could get the same job in the civilian world with basic education. Sure, you don't have the glowing reviews and so forth that you have from your military service, but in many cases, you could get the same job faster and for less expense, and certainly at less personal expense. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour of today's broadcast. We'll talk more and more specifically about schizophrenia when we come back. Stick around for the second hour, coming up right after this short break.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.